Faith and football have often been linked in American culture, but for a man of faith coaching at a public school, Joe Walters had to walk a tightrope while coaching at Bloomington High School. Walters talks with GLT's Eric Stock about his decision to leave BHS and how he landed at Central Catholic as its new head football coach after serving on the boys' basketball staff under Jason Welch.
Coach Welch had called me a couple times a year before, and then he called me this last year, and he asked if I would be interested in doing some of the faith-based stuff with his guys and filling a role as an assistant. Of course, I didn't know much about basketball, but I figured, well, this is a good opportunity because I was feeling like it would be a great thing to do. So I took the job, and then as time went on, I think there was a bit of a conflict at Bloomington and then being at Central. Talking it through with Mr. Moore and decided it'd be best to just to focus on Central Catholic and the basketball side and the faith side. So I did that, and I felt pretty good about it. I had no idea I was going to be a head football coach again and wasn't even sure I'd be an assistant because I had no job at the time. And Mike Mays in, I don't know, we talked January, maybe February. And
he was the head coach of Central Catholic at the time for the football program.
Yep, and I know him well through his insurance agency and just obviously coaching fraternity. And he knew that I was in the area, that I would be at the school. So we worked it out where I could assist him. And then obviously when he left, that opened up the door to be the head coach.
But going back to when you were at Bloomington and you had taken the job at the basketball program at Central Catholic, prior to that, was there a particular instance or scenario where you realized that your desire to be in a faith-based setting wasn't compatible with what you were chartered to do at a public school in Bloomington?
Yeah, I guess so my first year at Bloomington, we did just a ton of stuff. You always have the right to live out your faith, really, in our country, but you can't force that on other people.
So what do you mean by ton of stuff?
Well, it's as far as living out your faith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, as Herschel Hanna, the associate superintendent, when we went through the whole process, he said, it's okay to be a faith-based person here at our school. It's okay to live out your faith. It's just not okay to force that on the kids, obviously, which, that's pretty much common sense. So that when I took the job, I knew that going in. So I wanted to make sure that was going to work well for me and what I wanted to do. So it didn't work as well as I wanted it to because I wanted to do a lot more. But I have to work within the rules of our district here. And, we don't want to cause any undue stress for the school or the kids or, the taxpayer. So I focused on letting the kids do what they wanted to do, allowing them to do what they felt they were called to do. And then I, first year, did a little bit, probably too much. Second year, backed off and just let them, go with it. And they did. They, some were involved, some were not, and that was their choice.
As in student athletes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If some might go and pray after practice, some might not. And I had to stay kind of neutral about the whole thing, which is, it's hard when you're a faith, when you're a Christian and you want to be, sometimes the solution to a kid's problem might be, the answer. You might have the answer, but you can't always share it with them in that setting. So that was tough. So prayed about it a lot.
Was there a particular moment in that scenario there where you thought this isn't quite what I want to do because of that limitation?
Yeah, I would say probably towards the end of the first season. I think it was gradual. Mm-hmm. you just kind of, it goes and it goes, and then you wake up one day and saying, man, I really miss that, and I'm not able to do it as much as I wanted. The parents, there wasn't a whole lot of discussion either way with them. I think they, I don't know how much they really, we tried not to make it a thing, so
sure.
I don't know how much they said or didn't say, or, nothing was ever, I wouldn't say anything was brought to my attention that I thought, nothing like that. But I did know that, some kids just have different faiths, or they don't have faith, or they believe, it's their right to do. And as a person in the leadership role with those kids, it's important, that you give them the ability to do what they believe.
But there was no direct pushback from students or parents or administrators or anything like that?
No, nothing that stands out as, Mr. Moore is very good at running that high school, and Mr. Riley obviously is a great superintendent. And so they're very cautious. We talked a lot about it in the interview process. They explained very clearly, you know, constitutional rights for me and for the students and for the other employees. So we knew, you know, I knew where I stood going in, and then we constantly talked. Mr. Moore and I probably met every couple days.
And Tim Moore, the Bloomington High School principal, mm-hmm. and Dr. Riley, the superintendent.
Yeah, and we would meet, I would say, every couple days during the season and the off season weekly. And then even Dr. Riley and I met many times with Mr. Moore and Herschel around. So, you know, we were very cautious. I was trying to stay within the boundaries, and it was hard. You know, I thought it'd be easier than it was, I guess, is the point.
Central Catholic High School football coach Joe Walters talking with GLT's Eric Stock. Walters says he didn't play football growing up in Texas, but his faith did get him on the right path after he got into some trouble when he was young.